The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Mark Pitts with KCHA Charles City and Steve Woodhouse with Marion County Express. Mark, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Senator, thanks for your time once again. You and fellow Iowa U.S. Senator Joni Ernst, along with the two senators from Wisconsin, have been joining forces to get the Mississippi River Bridge at Lansing repaired as quickly as possible. If you can talk about the importance of getting that bridge back in service and how you've been monitoring that situation.
Well, it's not comparable to what happened in Baltimore. We ought to be thankful for that, because nobody lost their lives and the bridge is still standing. And work is going on now, it's my understanding, and we're trying to get it open because people have to travel 40 miles one way out of their way to get to work and to do other things that are part of their normal daily life, and it's quite a distraction. The best thing that can happen is to get that new bridge done as quickly as we can, and then we won't have these problems for several decades.
I know that Governor Reynolds has been trying to find out where migrants are being taken to Iowa and how many. Are you or anybody else in the Senate able to find out and track where some of these illegal aliens are being taken around the country?
The answer is, the experience we had a year ago when we heard that there was a plane landed in Des Moines and let off some and then took off with people someplace else in the country, it's hard to know that. And particularly with people that are on the terrorist watch list and people are on the come to our country with criminal records, the governors of each of those states ought to know who they are and what they are, because it's the state's responsibility to protect the people of this country. And if the President of the United States isn't going to give that protection by securing our border and protecting our sovereignty, then it's up to the governors to do it, and they ought to have that information, but they don't get that information. And when we've tried to get that information for them, we haven't had very good luck from the federal government. And quite frankly, I doubt if the federal government knows or cares.
All right, back over to Mark.
Senator, one more follow-up in regards to the Mississippi River Bridge at the Lansing. You mentioned it yourself that the new bridge, there's a new bridge being built at the same time while they're working on getting that current bridge back open. How does this that situation just kind of illustrate the aging infrastructure that not just Iowa is dealing with, but the country as a whole?
Well, I think you got to know that it's an ongoing situation. As facilities age, they have to be upgraded, and that's the reason I voted for the infrastructure bill. I was the only member of the Iowa congressional delegation that voted for it, because I know the needs of bridges, and it's just going to take time to get them all fixed up, but we've made a good start.
We haven't heard much about it lately, but, veteran suicide and so forth. Is the federal government and the VA still pushing for health care being outpatient-based, or are you guys looking into going back to maybe some inpatient-based, just to try to provide a little more service to our veterans?
Well, I think you've really asked two questions. One about the suicides, and there's been a lot of steps taken to prevent suicide by our veterans, but that number of 22 that are committed every day still seems to be a figure that crops up too often, and I say that sadly. And the other one is we've got a simultaneous program going on for clinics, so people don't have to travel to hospitals, and we're spending more money on hospitals every year.
Senator, President Bush, President Biden making a push for more electric vehicles. How do you, what describe the impact that means for Iowa corn farmers especially and ethanol plants?
Well, 50 in biofuels, 58,000 jobs would be at stake if we don't, if we went to entirely electric transportation. I don't think it's realistic that it's going to happen when they want it to happen, but the push for it is putting strains on our electric grid, and it's going to increase over time, and we're not going to be able to meet the deadlines that they're asking for. In fact, the whole approach is pretty unrealistic. As you see, 150 days of electric cars sitting on lots in around the country of electric vehicles, it's just not very realistic. And I think it's going to just take time to show how unrealistic it is. But some of that is happening right now with people not anxious to buy electric vehicles, mostly because of price, and only the higher income people can afford electric vehicles, and they wouldn't be buying them if there wasn't a tax credit available to buy them.
All right, and Steve, this will be the final question.
So there's been talk about all the aid we've sent to Ukraine, and now I don't know if we're helping Israel or Gaza. It's hard to keep track. Are you able to keep track of how much of our money we are sending overseas to be involved in these battles while we're actually not involved in a war?
The answer is yes. We can get that information anytime, and I don't have it on the top of my head now to tell you exactly what it is, but the money that is hopefully will pass the House of Representatives to help further. About two-thirds of that's going to be spent within the United States. So when you hear a figure of $65 billion going to Ukraine, think in terms of about two-thirds of that being spent in the United States and being employing American workers to build whatever needs to be done for the war material to help Ukraine stop Russia. But remember, we got to think in terms of this. We aren't only concerned about the border between Russia and Ukraine. There's got to be more of a consideration about the border between the United States and Mexico to protect our own border from the invasion that you see on television every day when people will rip down a fence to keep them out of this country and to run over National Guard people that were supposed to be protecting the border. It's pretty obvious that we have to be as concerned about our own border as we are the Ukraine border with Russia. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mark and Steve, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.